Welcome back to another episode of The Occasionalists. Matt Pagel here, once again, flying this ship solo as we continue pushing through our second week, hump day of our second week of The Occasionalist Daily. As this week, we try to have fun in the gym again. You know, try to pull it back from the toxic gymfluencers and other people who are just there to not have fun. We're going to have a little bit of fun this week. But per usual, we got to start off with a little on this day, a little factoid about March 13th. So March 13th, 1781, English astronomer William Herschel observes for the first time the planet Uranus. That's right. Not your anus, Uranus. Not my anus. No one's anus. It's Uranus. And in fact, at first observation, he thought it was either a nebulous star or maybe a comet. But March 13th was the first kind of official observation of Uranus, and it would be a little bit later before it was confirmed that, in fact, this was a planet, our seventh planet, and not a comet, not some other kind of celestial body that we were seeing for the first time. Well, a celestial body that we'd seen for the first time that was not a planet. But 1781, William Herschel. March 13th, 1781, William Herschel first observes Uranus, named after the father of the god Saturn. That's where that name comes from. All right, we're not here to talk about anuses. Well, no guarantee that we're not going to talk about anuses, but we are going to get into our hump day episode for making the gym fun. And I felt like this is a kind of a perfect way to sort of break up the doldrums, you know. And you know, we always talk about midweek kind of being, you know, obviously it's the hump day. We're getting over the hump, and you know, we're getting on the backside of the week, you know, heading towards the weekend. So it kind of felt like this would be a really good time. This would be a good day for this particular episode, which we're calling "Tear the Tits Off High Reps," and that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be tearing the tits off some high reps. I love this. I love that saying, by the way. If I know I mentioned it in the previous episode, that it's from one of my favorite gym influencers, this Australian guy, Sean McEnroy, who's got some funny content. He's definitely knows what he's talking about, what he's doing. He's a big, strong guy, but he's got some very funny content, some like heartwarming content. His mother is one of the funniest contributors to his page, and that's where it comes from. He'll set her up to do some deadlifts or something, and you know, he just kind of tease her off, goes, "What are we gonna do, Mom?" And Mom then jumps in with you know, "We're gonna tear the tits off of 240 kilos or whatever it is, whatever they're doing on deadlift or whatever. And it's hysterical. It really, really is funny. The stuff with his mom is funny. The stuff with he must do occupational therapy as well. Because he has this like ongoing chronicle with this hilarious old man Peter, doing you know, functional occupational exercises, and then he has a patient with or another client with cerebral palsy, who he works out with, who's also equally funny. So it's a really good account all the way around. You know, be it just for, even if you're just in it for the humor, or if you're in it for some actual tips and advice, and you know, just to see a big strong person lift, I'd highly recommend Sean McEnroy. But anyway, we are going to tear some tits off some high reps, and I should start with this, because not every exercise needs to fall into some specific rep range. Truly, have you ever thought about why you probably do a lot of your exercises at like a 3x8, 3x10, 3x12. Have you ever really thought about why you do it, other than that's like what someone told you? I mean, there is some scientific evidence about this being kind of a good range for particular, you know, for particular, you know, for growth, for, you know, for other kind of benefits that you get out of resistance training. But the fact of the matter is, okay, well, so why not 3x7? Why not 3x13? Why not 4x8, 5x8, 6x8? The fact of the matter is, there's not really any specific reason, other than this has just kind of become accepted kind of an accepted sort of beginner's idea for how you should start lifting. That you should try it 3x8. It just seems like it's an easy way to start, and I suppose it is. It's an easy way to keep track of your sets and everything else. But there really is no reason why you couldn't do things consistently at lower rep ranges, nor is there any reason why you couldn't consistently do things at higher rep ranges. And if you do fall into the you do everything at 3x8, then you're really going to have a hard time developing and progressing. You're not really going to get stronger at things because you are kind of locking yourself into a very, I don't even want to call it a mid-range, because at least for me, that's not even mid-range. That's still low range for me, but which we'll talk about here obviously in a minute. But if you're not pushing yourself, even you can obviously always add more weight, but you should also really push yourself to do more reps, to do a little bit more work. There is a big difference, even if you add 20 pounds to something, and you cut the reps a little bit, or 50 pounds to something and cut the reps a little bit. There's something to be said for doing a little bit more weight and more reps with that weight. It's we can again. This is more of the getting into the real scientific stuff about lifting, about hypertrophy and certain rep ranges and what they represent. I mean, there is good literature. That can either kind of back up most things or refute some other things, but I want to. What I'm kind of trying to get at today is that the basics of what you hear and what you think about when you're lifting are they are a jumping off point. They aren't gospel. I think that's sort of what I'm going to get at. Is that there? This is it's something to start with. It's something to kind of gauge yourself with. But they're a jumping off point. They're not really something I don't think you should necessarily follow continuously because you're going to kind of keep yourself in a very particular box if you don't push beyond those parameters of something like a 3x8 or a 5x5 on any kind of like rep scheme. And obviously, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I will in fact do. I'll have weeks where a couple of weeks in a row. Where I'll do something like a short sets, heavier rep, shorter sets, and that's like the whole point of like two times through my workout routine. Like that's the point. But I just don't think you can stay in these rep ranges. And I say that because I know I see it all the time. People who that's what they do. They're going to do a 3x8 in curls, on preacher curls. They're going to do a 3x8 on shoulder press, and they're going to do a 3x8 on bench, and that's all they're going to do. And it's just like, well, okay, great, but I will oftentimes in one set do more reps than you did in totality on bench or in totality on curl, whatever you're doing, and still have more sets left. And I think I'm not saying that you have to necessarily get to that point. But I think there is a really tremendous benefit in pushing yourself to at least try, to at least try some of these high rep challenges, I suppose is the best way to put it. So what does that actually even mean when I say high reps? Probably if you are familiar with the kind of generic 3x8 rep scheme, you're probably thinking 12, maybe even 15, or even 20. And you're probably thinking, yes, I can do 20 reps at something. Obviously, you're going to lower the weight, but you can do 20 reps at something. What I mean when I'm saying high reps is something vastly, vastly different. So, okay, you can do 20 hammer curls. Can you do 30? Can you do 40? Can you do 50? Can you do 60? Can you do 70? Can you do more than that? Because there are times where I will push my certain exercises into a rep range that is pushing into 80s or 90s. It's not the usual, but because I will kind of challenge myself to push my working capacity that high. When I said that like 3x8 is kind of like below my even low rep range, it really is. I there's a most things I don't usually do. Unless there's some kind of I guess like strength sort of focus that I'm focusing on just kind of getting warmed up for like a heavy set at the end or something. More often than not, most of my rep ranges start like at 15 or 20, roughly speaking, especially with like accessory work, stuff like doing your arms, you know, triceps and biceps, those rep ranges just start high for me. Even like leg accessory stuff, you know, if I'm doing some hamstring curls or whatever, it's going to be high reps. It is always going to be high reps. That start well above the idea of just doing like a 3x8. So this is what we're talking about today. We're talking about going way, way, way above your perceived working capacity. And I say that because I am willing to bet if you didn't have a mentally preset range for what you were going to do every exercise and you just never counted your reps, you would realize how much bigger your work capacity is than whatever you read on a fitness forum or in a men's health magazine or, you know, whatever workout you got off of like an Instagram post. I'm sure that you would suddenly go, oh, well, I've always done this for 8 and suddenly you're doing it for 25 plus because you're not mentally limiting yourself before the set even begins. I'm telling you, just don't. I do this all the time where I know I'm going to attack like a high rep set on something. And I will kind of count off in my head. It just kind of helps me keep pace. But a lot of times I will film stuff. And if you know me, you've probably seen one or two of my lifting videos before. But for every one or two that I do post online, there's probably 3 or 4 that I don't. Because I'm just recording to see actually how many I did. And there's plenty of times I actually did it the other day. I did a set of, I did some floor dumbbell press and I did it with 50, I did it with 55s, not a heavy weight. And I just wanted to see how many I could get. In my head, I counted off like 46 or something like that. When I went back and watched the video, I got 255. I was actually kind of surprised that I did more than even I was counting. And like, that's the point. If you're not like, if you just go into it without thinking in your head, hey, I'm going to try to get, I think I can get 30 reps here. Don't even count. Just go. Just get as many as you can. If you want to, record yourself and see how many you actually do. It's probably more than you thought you could. It's probably more than you thought you could do. That's exactly how I'll put it. It's probably, we're not talking like, oh, I got 2 more than I thought. A lot of times it's like you can get 10, 15 more than you thought. But we're just so conditioned to sort of do, again, we're just so conditioned, especially newer people or people who aren't maybe as like hardcore interested in stuff as I am. You're just sort of pre-programmed to go, I'm going to do a 3x8 or, you know, maybe it's a high rep day. So I'm going to do a 3x12 when I want to sort of break people away from that sort of paradigm. In terms of kind of what any regular set should be. If once you begin to break away from that a little bit mentally, then you realize that your work capacity is so much bigger than you realize, which also goes to show you that you're so much stronger than you realize. So where exactly should you be tearing the tits off on some high reps? And it really is more of like, there's only a few that I would not necessarily like recommend it. And even then they kind of have their own sort of, you could kind of think of also this as having its own sort of, high rep rules that are just like a little bit different because you can do this for every exercise, right? Like I mostly do this for my arms, for my shoulders, and then at least once or twice a month we'll work in, for my back, for my legs, or chest, back, legs. I'll try to work in at least like one real, real long set in the course of like a regular training block. Oh, that's about like 4 weeks or so. but the ones I wouldn't necessarily try it for, like I wouldn't necessarily try a super long set on like a deadlift or something. I just feel like it's not that it's not going to benefit you, but I feel like the possibility for a little tweak is a little bit higher on something like a deadlift when you start to lose the form just a little bit in a long set. Not that you can't, and I do some longer set deadlifts, but like a longer set at a deadlift is like maybe 10 to 12, right? You know, maybe you can push a little bit farther than that, and you know, hey, go for it, I suppose. But you won't catch too many people, even some real strong people, loading up, you know, 400 or 500 pounds and trying to hit like sets of 20 on deadlift. Not frequently. You know, sets of 10, sets of 12, sure. I've seen that before, and I've done that before. But very rarely do I do these super long sets for something like deadlift. Same with like standing overhead press. It just, again, you know, you're just, to me, it's just not one of those exercises that is specifically going to benefit from, you know, from trying to do like 60 standing overhead, 40 or 50 or 60 standing overhead presses. But again, I suppose if that's something you wanted to try, I'm certainly not going to stop you. But I really do think for me, the big game changer was doing this on like my arm days, doing, especially for my triceps. I have, a couple of different elbow injuries that make certain things a little bit difficult. Like I really struggle with, skull crushers. Like they're just very uncomfortable, especially for my left elbow. It just feels like it's going to pop. However, to kind of work around this kind of issue, I can do certain dumbbell exercises at lighter weights, but you know, pile on like, you know, do like a 3x50. Right, to get that same really hard good pump that I used to get when I was doing skull crushers. There's just that's usually where I'm using it for. Using it for accessory stuff. Using it in arms. Like I like to get a good pump on my arms. I like to get a good pump on my legs too, especially at the end of a workout. I'll pile on you know, after like a good squat workout or something, I'll pile on some leg extensions, you know, try to hit like, you know, at least two sets, if not three sets of like 40 or something like that to burn out. That's generally where I like to use these higher rep sets. But obviously you can 1000% do these on the bigger muscle groups and the bigger movements. I mean, there are times where I will at the end of a, you know, I'll do short squat sets up to as heavy as I can get, and then, you know, drop all the weight down to like two plates or maybe 275 and just see how many I can do. I usually try to hit like at least 20, you know, try to push more like into the 30 range if I can. I did on my birthday a few years ago, try to hit, I think it was like 265 on squat for my age. It was like 39. I think I got to 29, had to rack it, got like four more, had to rack it, and I was gonna go for like the last like six, but I was in agony, cramping, almost like throwing up at the gym, practically. But you can do it on squat and stuff like that. So it's definitely, don't think of this as just being something. It's easier on like machines and stuff, but don't think of this as just being like machine work, because you can definitely pick up a barbell, pick up dumbbells, and do this as well. For all sorts of body groups, it does not matter. But again, I think that you need to play around with it just a little bit to kind of get a feel for. You still want to get a feel for like what you think your high rep capacity is going to be. For me, I would just tell you to set it at least one. You know, let's just say you're doing curls, and like the most, you know, you could pick up like 30-pound dumbbells and you curl them for a set of 12. What I would do is sort of set, at least as kind of like an experiment, set a goal of 30, right? It's a little bit more than double the reps. You know, it's 2.5 times the reps, I guess. Set a goal for 30 and see how close you get to, you know, 30 curls with 30-pound dumbbells. And if that's something that you can achieve, then you already know that your baseline for this particular exercise is at least 30. And then you can kind of go from there. Same thing. I would do this for, this would be sort of step one, because I am kind of, I'm going to give you a little bit of a challenge here, but that would be sort of step one into figuring out exactly what, I guess, you know, what your working capacity is, but also like kind of like what's a number to set for, you know, for this sort of challenge. So you kind of want to just, again, let's just say you bench 100 pounds for a set of eight. Try, you know, try doing 100 pounds for a set of 20. And then you can kind of figure out from there, like, okay, maybe I need to, maybe it's easy. Maybe you get 100 pounds for a set of 20 and you're just like, oh, okay, well, this is easy. I could do this weight for even more than that. Or maybe it's, okay, I need to dip back down to 80, let's say, and try to get like a set of 30 or something like that. But whatever, you want to just give yourself like at least one test to kind of figure out exactly where you're going to be on this kind of, you know, I shouldn't say where you're going to be, but at least give you kind of an idea of the scale that you're looking for to try to get to. Because I can guarantee you right now, like, there are even some things that I do, like, for like a set of 100. I would be very, very shocked if a novice lifter did anything with 100 that ended up being worthwhile. Simply because it's, you know, I can almost guarantee you they've never done anything at that high of a rep range before. So, and something that I don't do that often because it's very, very difficult. And, you know, we can get into some of the difficulties with this here in a little bit. But you know, you kind of want to set you want to set a big goal, you want to set a big goal, but a goal that also makes sense, right? All right. Now for maybe more intermediate people looking for a challenge, I'm actually going to set out some stuff that I actually do, with regularity that I actually have done recently. So let's start with chest, right? That's big one. Everyone wants to get stronger. You want to get your chest stronger. You want to get your bench up. So, and I will say this, do all of this stuff at the end of all of your set, you know, your set. So if you got a bench day or something, do this as your very last set. So especially when I'm trying to do this, I usually do like a 5x5 or a 4x6, something. I actually do try to keep the sets short and a little bit heavier, knowing full well that I'm going to go lighter at the end for a long, long set. So like I'll do like a five, let's just say I'm doing a 5x5 on bench, and I'll start with, I'll warm up first. So like maybe do like a set or two, like 135 for like 8 or 10 or something like that. But then like the working set, the first one will be 185 for five. It's not, you know, just want to get ready. Just want to get primed. So I'll go 185, 225, usually go 245, and then like try to hit two back-to-back sets at like 275 for sets of five to finish out the 5x5. And the point here is not getting I'm really not going, I shouldn't say I'm not going full effort. I'm obviously going full effort, but like I'm not straining myself the same way that I would on a regular bench day where I'm just going to keep going up, or the point is to hit that high, you hit that, whatever my last set is, to hit it for more reps. That's not really the point of this. So I'll do like a 5x5, make sure it's nice and heavy at the end, and then drop it all the way down to like 135 or 155, something in that range. And I'll finish it off, and you can do this either, I would recommend doing this, if you're like more intermediate and you're looking for a new challenge, do it with, you know, a barbell, or even a set of dumbbells. If you're a little bit more of a novice, that, you know, there's plenty of bench machines that you can also try this with as well. But so let's just say you do your 5x5 and then you're like, okay, here we go. We're going to finish out with one set of 50 reps. Try to just push straight through it. If you have to rest it on your chest. That's like the one thing I'll say. You don't want to, It's not that you're gonna like ruin anything, but like if you are, let's say you get to like 35 bench reps in a row, and then you rack it to take like a quick break, and then like there's this sort of you have stopped the set, and I always feel like you've sort of stopped really what the, you know, it's a physical grind obviously to hit 50 reps in a row, but I also feel like it's a real mental grind. Like a really good mental grind for you. And I feel like when you do, you know, if you rack the barbell in the middle of the set and then, you know, pick it up and continue, or if you're holding dumbbells, if you stop, stand up, catch your breath, reset. I feel like you have mentally halted this grind. And you've broken it up in a way that is easier. I mean, obviously, it's easier. It's why you did it. So if you can, try to get to those 50 straight. Don't break up the set in any way, shape, or form. So again, if you're benching, if you're doing dumbbell press, even if you're using like a bench machine, a seated bench machine, or a lying down plate loaded one, or a sitting plate loaded one, whatever, try to get that last set for 50 straight. That's what you want to do. That's really what you want to get to. And you'll see what I mean. If you've never done it before, there is a the mental battle is just as tough as the physical battle. That's for sure. All right. So moving on to your back. This is going to be a little bit different. We're going to work in a drop set here. And what a drop set is, it's a way to really lengthen out one of these sets. So for your back, let's just say you're going to do one of the seated row machines where like the cable grips in front of you, and you either have like a little, you have like a narrow kind of angled grip, or you could even use like a wider bar. But regardless, you're sitting, you have your feet planted up usually, and you're pulling the cable and the stack back towards you. So let's just use this kind of row machine for this example, right? What you do in a drop set, so let's just say you're, and we'll use my goal here, 60 reps on this drop set. What you want to do is figure out a way. I usually like to split it in half, but halfway through the reps, you're going to drop the weight a little bit. So let's just say it's 100 pounds you're going to start with for those first 30 reps, or maybe it's even 20 reps, whatever. I usually try to put it around the halfway mark, maybe just before the halfway mark. I think it's a good way to think about it. But anyway, so let's just say you're doing these rows, and you're 100 pounds, you get to your first set of 30, then you're going to drop it down to 80, let's say, or 75, whatever you kind of have determined. Your body will know exactly what you can do. And it could be multiple drops. You know, I've had sets like that where like you start a little bit heavier and the sets are a little bit shorter and you make multiple drops. But just for a single drop, you usually don't want it to be too severe in terms of like the weight change. Just 15 to 20% of the weight basically coming off. So again, you're doing your back row, 30 reps, starting to get tired, put the bar down for a sec. Drop the weight down at least, from 100, let's say, to 80, and then you're going to try to pound out those last 30 reps. In this case, I do want you to sort of have a mental reset, because we are kind of artificially sort of extending the set by making it a little bit easier to move. But I really love drop sets, just for their versatility. There's different ways you can do them. You could have you could have the rep scheme be exactly the same. You can increase reps. You can, as you decrease weight, you can just kind of keep, I know I've seen people do, these leg press drop sets where like they're just getting as many reps as they can, and then the weight comes off. And so, there's not really like a set. There's not really like a set rep scheme with this particular drop set, but for this one, for sure, a single drop, I would again peel, 20% of the weight off 100. So 100 is a good way to think about this, going from 100 pounds to 80 pounds to finish out your set. So that's your back, some kind of row machine, 60 reps, single drop. So there's a pause in the middle there. So you can split it up 30-30, or if you want, you could, I suppose, go 25-35, 20-40. I don't think you want to do 10-50. That seems like a really weird sort of setup. But you want to keep them within, you want to keep those reps kind of nearby-ish, basically. You want to keep the two halves of the drop set, or the two portions of the drop set, kind of close to each other, basically. All right. How about for your shoulders here? I would recommend doing higher rep, especially if you're new to going to this rep range. I would prefer you start with a machine, be it like a machine shoulder press, you know, whether it's a weight stack or it's plate loaded. And I say this simply because, as you will find out really, really quickly, if you're doing some high rep raises or even some like dumbbell overhead press or military press or something, your hands are going to give out way, way before your shoulders will give out, especially if you're doing some kind of raises or something. So I would use it to, especially to like your first kind of start on this, go ahead and give it a rip on a machine to kind of take care of the, you know, you don't have to worry about like gripping dumbbells that way or holding dumbbells out or doing anything like that. Everything's contained within the machine. So I would recommend starting with that before you kind of figure things out. But machine shoulder press should be an easy one. You want to also, this is also one, it's going to be on the lower side for these high reps. So I would find a weight that is maybe not heavier than you think it should be for this. But you definitely don't want to, you don't want to cheat yourself on this, is the way I'll put it. If you go too light especially on a machine, if you go too light, you're really not going to get any benefit out of it because, you know, the machines take care of stability and that kind of stuff. So you can put a little bit more weight on, when you are using a machine for anything, obviously, but even for this high rep stuff. So machine shoulder press, again, at the end of your, whatever your routine is, if you want to do a 3x8, 5x5, whatever, go for it. And that last set should be, you know, machine shoulder press for a straight set, no drops or anything like that. Straight set, 40 reps to finish it out. All right, let's get to the glamour muscles here. Let's talk some triceps first. I've discovered one of my favorite ways to do this now is to use the cable machine. And kind of pull the, I basically stand with my back to the cable machine and I pull the cable over my shoulder with the opposite arm. And I can kind of extend through it with my tricep like that. But however you want to do it, right? If you want to do it that way, if you want to do that little triangle kind of tricep, if you want to do the rope, whatever, doesn't matter. If you want to do dumbbells, doesn't matter, okay? Here's where we're going to get into some fun to some like real, really going to test you. So your triceps are thusly named because you have three muscles on the back of your arm. They're pretty dense. A couple of them are pretty, you know, a couple of muscles are on the shorter side, which means you can do a your triceps can take a lot of punishment. Think about all the things that are your triceps help out with throughout the course of your gym day, right? Any kind of pressing, be it for your chest or your shoulders, your triceps help. Your triceps help you balance weight. I mean, like your triceps do a ton of work. They are integral to your upper body strength, and they are very, very resilient. So if you want to get at your triceps, you really have to get after your triceps with a high set. So I actually will oftentimes do two of these sets. You know, I'll do like one. It's so much. And actually, a lot of times I'll do like one set of like 20 or 25, something like that, to sort of get warmed up, and then I'll do what I'm going to ask you to do a set of 70. That's what you're going to try to get to, a set of 70. In fact, I'll do two sets of 70 usually. And I will increase weight in between sets. But again, you want to go light enough that you can still handle as you the farther and farther you get through this. You don't want to lose too much of your, listen, your form is going to get, when you start to do sets this long, your form is going to get a little bit squirrely towards the end. But we want to make sure that we're not getting too squirrely. And you can tell when you're doing something with triceps if your form is getting a little bit too loose, because you'll begin to feel it more in your shoulders, or even like, you know, even your biceps will start to compensate. But like you'll definitely feel it like up in your shoulder or whatever if you're starting to get a little bit too loose. But so whatever kind of tricep, you know, be it tricep pushdowns, the rope, the single arm ones that I was telling you about, whatever, you want to get these for a set of at the end of your regular tricep workout, get it for a set of 70. You will thank me. or maybe not. And lastly, we'll finish off the biceps, baby, the real glamour muscles. And it's the same, very similar idea to what we just did with the triceps, right? We really want to, now your biceps aren't quite as durable as your triceps in that regard. However, they, at least for me, they really, really respond well to very, very high rep sets. So again, kind of with the, you could do this with a dumbbell. You know, you could do this with even just a regular curl bar, you know, the easy curl bar or a straight bar or whatever. I think what I would do, if you can find it, if you have it, I would, you know, use a machine preacher curl, or I know some gyms have these like seated bicep machines where you kind of like you sit in the handle, sits like kind of down by your side, so you're curling from the floor up. I would find something like that, but you could do it with a dumbbell. You could do it with a cable machine, even that would work too. That would work just fine as well. I would do something that kind of takes some of the stability issues out of it, simply because that's like when you're doing dumbbells, you know, be they like hammer curls or like supinations or like open dumbbell curls, just the stability aspect is going to sap some of your strength, especially when you're trying to get a whole bunch at once. But again, whatever your set is, you know, be it a 3x8 or 3x10, whatever it is, 4x6, doesn't matter. You want to finish out with one set of 60 for your biceps. Now, obviously, you probably shouldn't try to do all this in the same day if you've never done this before. I will say that. That should just kind of go without saying, but because you will be very, very tired and a whole different type of sore if you try to put too many of these in the same day. You know, you could do a couple of these in the same day. You know, you could do your triceps and biceps on the same day, but I wouldn't try to cram too much into the same week, same day, same week, let alone same day. Especially if this is the first time you're giving this stuff a try. But I love this. It's such a great way to get a real extended pump. I also really do love the mental challenge aspect of this. Like, you really have to stick. Think about like how long your sets normally last, right? Like, if you're doing like a 3x8 on bench, that 3x8 probably lasts essentially 15 seconds. You know, maybe 20 if your form is really, really strict and you're trying to go real slow through the eccentric and the concentric. But more than likely, it's like a 13 to 16 second set. Which when you begin breaking this down, it's kind of like you really aren't like working out that long. And when you do these sets, these like super high rep sets, especially when you start to push into 50 or 60 or 70 reps, you're talking about staying mentally engaged, physically engaged, but mentally engaged in a working set that might last 90 seconds, which is a lot. That's a long time to be doing anything. It doesn't really seem like it, but that's a long time to be exerting that much physical strength, you know, for 60, 70, 80 seconds. So I love that like mental challenge aspect part of it. It really is a good way to here. This is what I tell people at my gym. Depending on like when I can get free, you know, I might have to work out at night or whatever. But if I can work out during the day before I start work, I love that, especially because I've already done something absolutely mentally harrowing. So like everything else after like sitting down for, you know, for a bench set of 50 or more, everything else after that is easy. My job is easy. Everything else is easy after that. So I really love that sort of aspect of it, that mental aspect of it. Yeah, I guess that's it. That is it for this episode. We did it. We tore the tits off of some high reps. Again, give it a try. If it's, you know, not saying again, nothing you have to do, but maybe look into it to see exactly why this kind of change from the norm might be good for you. Even if you are doing it sort of purely for just as a plateau breaker or something to break up the monotony of what you've been doing. I think it's worthwhile. And you know, maybe you like it, and maybe you respond well to it, and maybe that might kind of shift your thinking away from the typical 3x8 lifting paradigm that everyone seems to get. Everyone starts out in the gym with, and a lot of people seem to kind of get stuck with. Maybe it might change your mind on that too. Who knows? Who knows? But that is it for this episode, and we will catch you next time. We'll catch you tomorrow as we talk about why you should ego lift even more. All right. Catch you on the flip side.